Just about everybody talks some God. Just about everybody believes in some God. The purpose of God said, man said, is not to prove the existence of God. That is relatively easy to do. The mission of this ministry is to declare that the Most High God is, and that He has personally authored the inerrant scriptures, and will hold all men accountable to His words at a soon coming judgment day. This is feature article number 488 that confirms the full veracity of the majority text King James Version of the Holy Bible, Miracles and All. These features are freely given for the edification of the saints and to help arm them to convince the gainsayers. These features are archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday evening, God willing, they grow by one. Dear visitor, have you been born again, born a second time, this time a son or daughter of God? Have you had your sins and shame erased? Are you ready for a brand new father, new name, new purpose, new life, and life eternal? God said, man said, brings good news. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, "This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all." God said, John chapter 1, 6 through 9, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." God said, Psalms 90, verse 2, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." Man said, the Bible is not to be taken literally if you're foolish enough to take it at all. Now the record. The beautiful literalness of the Word of God is breathtaking, and the more sophisticated science becomes, the more perfect the inerrant Word of God is proven to be. Relax, saints. Your faith is founded upon the solid rock. Science's newest discovery of a particular truth only brings it back to the Bible. Jesus said of His Father in John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." This feature will be a clear demonstration of the above principle. God said, man said has published multiple features on the marvelous subject of light. Light is central to life, and without it, nothing can exist. It should be no surprise to the redeemed that the Bible declares God is light. Today's science has arrived at the revelation that once again shouts yes to God. As has been noted on God Said, Man Said, light is laden with information. Some in science assert that the essential codes for life are carried on the dynamic spectrums of light from the sun. The following sentence is from Dr. Schwartz in William Simon's book, The G.O.D. Experiments. "Remember, infinitely small photons, light, are presumed to reflect the building blocks of everything in the known physical universe," end of quote. Light is loaded with information. In the realm of photography, the information power of light is harnessed to perform some amazing feats. In the old days, a standard camera worked like this. You pointed the camera at a particular object and pressed the shutter lever. The shutter opened, allowing light in so that it might burn its information onto the photographically sensitive film. The outcome was a picture made up of light's information. The picture, for instance, of an individual would reflect likeness, shading, distance, relative proportion, coloring, and if outside, approximate time of day, atmospheric conditions, various subliminal information, etc. Light carries information, and the camera, and of course your eyes, can read that information. Psalms 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." The word of God is the information of light. Scientists are beginning to understand another biblical reality, which is that light is of an everlasting nature. Again, Dr. Schwartz. Photons not only have a kind of immortality, which is how we can see light that has traveled for millions, if not billions, of years. But they also provide information with such precision and accuracy that incomprehensibly huge amounts of information can be contained in incomprehensibly small spaces. If mere humans can design future space telescopes to look into the farthest reaches of the universe, isn't it possible that the universe, so to speak, a cosmic astrophysical God, could have designed the nature of light itself in such a way that would make it possible for us to look into the farthest reaches of the universe? Remember, for the light from the edge of the universe to reach our eyes and for us to see the images clearly, the light would have to function in such a way that it preserved the information carried over billions of years of time, end of quote. There is no contradiction, by the way, in a 6,000-plus-year-old Earth and billions of light years. Below, we list a few features that address the issue. God is light, and God is from everlasting to everlasting. Light faithfully carrying its information for billions of light years simply shouts yes to the inerrant, literal Word of God. It is important to note that light that you see, even though it appears to possess a kind of immortality, will soon be changed along with the heavens and the earth. Psalms 102:25-27, "Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, as a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end." But Jesus Christ, the true light, will shine the light of righteousness upon the redeemed forever. Consider the following passages. Revelation 1:16, "And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength." In regard to the city of God, we read the following, Revelation 21:23, "And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof." And then Revelation 22:1-5, "And he showed me a pure river of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." Jesus Christ is the true light, and he is immortal. The Word of God is true and righteous altogether, and the more sophisticated man's science becomes, the more it will confirm the miraculous nature of the Word of God. God said, 1 John 1:5, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." God said, John 1:6-9, "There was a man sent from John whose name was God. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." God said, Psalms 90:2, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." Man said the Bible is not to be taken literally if you're foolish enough to take it at all. Now you have the record.